the center.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio. We're pleased to have lots of friends here. We welcome friends from all around the world, actually, here on the morning show. And Kathy Fry is usually here when we do. How are you, Kathy?
I'm good, thank you.
Good deal. So you talked about this the last time you were on with the exchange students who are in for the entire year at Richland Center High School. But this is a group which is here for just a short time. Can you tell us about them?
Sure. This is our sixth year of having a group from Argentina. They all attend the same high school in Buenos Aires, and every year there's about between 70 and 100 students from that school that come to the U.S. They tour the West Coast as a big group, and then they split off into groups of 10 plus a chaperone, approximately 10, and they go to different high schools around the country and spend 5 weeks. This year it's 5.5 weeks at those schools. And then after they've done their school section of their trip, then they go out to the East Coast and tour out there. And then they end up in Florida for a week or so at the end for kind of a vacation. And then they go back to Argentina to start school, their senior year of high school.
That's awesome. So they really do get a tour of the U.S., don't they?
They do. They arrive just usually right before New Year's. And then I think they normally go to Las Vegas first. And then they go to California and they go to San Francisco. They tour some of the major colleges there. And then the same thing on the East Coast. They tour some of the colleges in New York and all of that. And then, again, end up for vacation time in Florida. The reason that this program happens at this school is because Father Adolfo, who is the headmaster of the school and also the priest at the church that's affiliated with the school, was an exchange student himself, and he really enjoys having the opportunity to give his kids a short taste of that by doing these short programs.
Why Richland Center? Why has that been on the map here the last few years?
6 years ago, the coordinator for NACEL Open Door, which the students come through that organization, contacted us and asked us if we would be interested in hosting a group from this school. And we were the very first public school to be hosting a group from the Catholic school in Argentina. So I'm not sure exactly how that worked, but we were lucky enough to get a group that year. That was, of course, the year of COVID. And the kids were here until mid-February, and everything was fine. And right after, just as they were getting ready to go back to Argentina, then everything kind of stopped. The next year, there were only 6 students who came from the school, and we were the only school that had a group. We were the only school that year in the whole country that had a group. And from there on, I think they seem to enjoy being here. The kids talk it up, and we've been on the list of participating schools for the past 6 years.
Awesome. And the chaperone and mentor is here, Santiago. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Well, my name is Santiago. I'm from Argentina, and I'm really happy to be here in Richland Center High School. I think for us, it's a beautiful experience. I don't know nothing about Richland Center before I came here, but I'm really spending a great time with the school, with the hospitality, with the kindness. All the families are really happy. I'm really happy because the 10 students under my church, I am happy too. So I'm glad, and I'm so happy with it.
Did you have to invest in a winter coat for your tour?
Yes, I bring it. But the problem is that in Argentina, we are in our summer holidays. There is more or less 104 degrees from Fahrenheit. So here it's the temperature is so low for us. So, but yes, we are having a great time.
Someone told me they saw one of the students and they were just out in the cold and didn't seem like it bothered them very much. Do you get used to it quickly, do you?
No, I haven't got that problem.
Not yet, anyway. No. So tell me about your church and your school. Why is it important that you're a part of this?
Yes, the school make this kind of experience program from 12 years. It's one of the some school that make this exchange program at the country. I think no more than 3 or 4 school in the whole country can do this experience. And we do this here in United States for 12 years, and we do it the same experience in China for 4th time. And more than 680 students came here to United States of America. And all of them came back again to Argentina really happy with some changes in their mind. They want to do something positive for the world, for their career, for their professional life. So, yes, Father Adolfo, the priest, tried to the students and motivate them to have this experience because it's unbelievable for all of us, but for the students too.
One of the big goals is to better their English. Is that correct?
Yes, I think that's what's one of the best points. But on the other hand, a lot of things like make new friends, new American friends, some work possibilities, some colleges, new person. Yes, so I think it have a lot of things to win.
Tell me about the students, because we have half here. The other are going to be ushered in here in a little bit. But are they all kind of unique in their own ways?
Yes. As Katy Fry says, our group, the whole group is for 72 students, 7 chaperones, and the priest. We are a whole group of 80 people. Oh. And here in Richland Center, there are 10 students and me. And yes, they've been saving money since they were in the primary school sometimes to make this experience. And yes, I think they are enjoying a lot. I like to talk with them each other during the week, so we keep in contact. So how this experience going with the family, with the school, with the friends, with the Argentinian families, and I think all of us are having a great time.
Well, that's good to hear. Good to have you here. Let's start over on this side of the room here. What is your name, sir?
Well, my name is Juan Manuel Zacarias. That's my full name. Okay. And well, I'm really enjoying my time here in America. And let's say some things that surprised me. For example, how kind is the people here? You say excuse me for everything. You go over there and you say excuse me, and in Argentina that doesn't happen. You just pass, and if you have to touch someone to pass, you just say excuse me there. But you say excuse me even if you're like a meter away or something like that. Uh-huh. But well, I am really enjoying my time. Luckily, I am meeting new people, learning new things. Your times when you do everything, like for example, having dinner so early, because we have dinner at like 9 or 10, and it's so weird. And well, lots of things like getting used to the temperature here and to convert to Celsius and Fahrenheit. But well, it's a process, and I'm kind of sad that it may end in 2 weeks, but it's a really good experience, I might say.
Would you like to come back someday?
Well, I would like to come back maybe, but maybe like when I grow up more. But I think it's a really good process to learn new stuff. I'm developing myself, not only in my English, but I think as a person too. I am learning to be responsible of my things, how to manage my money, and how to like manage my emotions too, for example, to not get homesick and stuff like that.
What are some things you're involved in at your school? Are you involved in some sports, athletics, and things like that?
Well, sadly, we couldn't because of the time we have to get a physical. So for a time, we can't, but we participate in the events of sports like spectators. It's really amazing to us, like Richland Center having basketball games every night and stuff like that and watching them. And it's really a fun activity to see the students you see on the hallways like competing to another school and things like that. Also, we feel really included by students. Luckily, some of the brothers, exchange brothers, welcome us really well. And we are having so much fun in school.
That's awesome. What about, have you discovered a new food while you've been in the country?
Well, I wouldn't say a new food, but you have like weird combinations for us. In Argentina, we don't usually mix up the sweet and the salt.
Ah.
And then I saw the breakfast with waffles and sausage.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so weird. But, for example, also, I noticed you have lots of subjects. That's really different for us because we have, like, the usual subjects, like language, math, and stuff like that. And then you have, for example, here in Richland, you have power tech, good tech, personal finance, and it's just a lot of variety, and I think it really helps, like, to know what do you like about what will you like to do in your future.
What would you like to do for an occupation when your schooling days are done?
Well, I really enjoy math and physics, and my dream will be to become a mechanical engineer, because I think it's a topic I'm really interested. I am really interested in that topic, and also includes the things I really like about the most, that is math and physics. So it will be my dream. Yeah.
Pleasure to have you in the community.
It's a pleasure too.
Absolutely. Let's move over to the other side of the room then, and young lady, you are?
Hello. We are Carmela Mancilla.
Okay.
And I'm Delfina Pagnota.
Hi there. You're a package deal.
Yeah.
talk together. That's all right.
I'm staying with the What's in Her family.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I'm staying with Eddie.
I want to say that family is awesome. I love that family. I'm glad of be with them. I love it. Love them.
Yes.
Wonderful.
My home is very cozy, and she's very kind with all the stuff. She helped me with everything, so I'm very glad too.
So what were your expectations coming to America, and what have you discovered? Has anything surprised you?
Something that I love from here, from the school, that I love when we go to the basketball games, I love the band, because in our school it's something that we don't have, and it's like, wow, I love this, and it's like exciting to see them.
Cool, what about you?
And something that we don't have in Argentina is school bus. And I think it's one of my favorite places. We all like it.
Maybe that could be an occupation. You could start a Culver's in
Argentina.
Argentina. I think it would go well, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right. It could be a great business venture for your church and your school, I think.
Yes.
So you're visiting different parts of the country. Where were you at before you went to Richland Center?
We went at Las Vegas and San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I think that between Las Vegas and San Francisco, I like the most San Francisco.
Did you?
Yeah, but there are cities that are like very crowded and with all people, like it's all crazy. And here it's like more quiet and like all people know each other. So that's different.
So yeah. So you kind of like
the quiet.
The quiet, yeah.
Yes.
That's kind of surprising. So everybody talks about the lights of Las Vegas. Did you get to see some of the sights?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Pretty impressive?
Yeah, really.
Cool. Yeah. Good deal. What about an occupation? Have you thought about what you like to do when your schooling days are done?
I want to be, in the future, a pet veterinarian.
Okay.
Of like horses, big animals.
Oh, all right. Veterinarian.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
And I want to be an architect. So, AD told me that here is one of the best architects, like someone live here.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yes,
there
that
you go.
One.
They taught you well.
Yeah.
So you'll have to study that a little bit. So then where do you go from here? In terms of the country.
After this, we are going to Washington, D.C. And after Washington, D.C., we're going to New York and Miami.
Are you looking forward? What are you looking forward to in those parts of the country you've seen the most?
Visiting universities, I want. Because it's like an opportunity for us in the future to, if we want, we can visit now.
Yeah, and to have opportunities too. Yeah.
Great. Well, I know you do well. Thanks for coming into the morning show.
Thank you.
And, sir, you are?
Hi, I'm Joaquin. I'm staying with the wrestlers, Betsy and Bruce.
Bruce, okay.
Yeah, you know.
I know them, yeah. they've been our guest in this show before, sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. So your first trip to America, was it?
Yeah, it's my first time here. I've been before to some other countries in the South America, but never here.
So you had to save your money to come here. How long have you been saving?
My parents have been saving for, I think, a year or two, maybe. Because, you know, this is a big trip and it's a bit expensive. But I think it's worth it because we see too many things. Like, it's the whole country we're visiting from west to east, and it's an amazing experience.
Back in your country, do you play sports?
Yeah, I do. I play soccer. It's football for us, mm-hmm. soccer for you. And I'm a goalie. But I don't actually play in any team. I kind of play mostly with my friends, I think once a week or so, maybe. But I really enjoy it, yeah. I like it.
You all communicate well with your English. Have you been taught English since your early days?
Yeah. I think we have been learning English for maybe 12 or 13 years, most of us. Some others not, because they enter the school later. But I think the ones who are in this trip, most of us, yeah, for like 15 years or so.
So it's a short trip. It's not like some of your brothers at the school and sisters at the school that come from other countries. They're here for the whole year. You don't have a lot of time to get homesick, do you?
No, here we're only for 1 month, so it's not like the other exchange students. But we really miss your home when you're here. Like, it's so many different things, and sometimes you think, oh, this reminds me to my, I don't know, maybe you see a dog in the street and it looks like yours.
Your dog, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
but you all go to school together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all the whole day together in here, the Rizon Sky Coast.
So it's kind of like your family here as well, too, right?
Yeah, we're a group, a very big group. We're getting into a family. We are becoming one, kind of. We are almost all the day together, and also with our own families here. So, yeah, we're kind of...
What would you like to do for an occupation?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I have been thinking a lot of things. Maybe journalist or psychology, very different things. But I'm not sure right now.
Professional football goalie, right?
That will be a dream.
That's awesome. And so looking at other parts of the country, what are you looking forward to seeing next year on your tour?
I think that maybe the best thing that we are going to see is maybe New York or Washington, because there's so many touristic things. Washington is like the political center here,
yep.
where you have the White House, the Lincoln Monument, and all that things. And it's really interesting because we always see them in the movies, also in New York, the things in the movies, and now we're actually here.
Good to see them. Great. Yeah. We've been great guests here in the first shift here, so all the best. Thanks for coming into the Morning Show studios today.
Thank you.
You bet. We'll have more coming up in just a moment. Welcome back to our morning show on WRCO Radio. We have more of the students from Argentina that are visiting Richland Center High School. Kathy Fry is here to help coordinate that again. And Santiago, we heard from him earlier. We'll check in with him in a little bit. But we have some more students that are here enjoying life in Richland Center. Your name is?
My name is Santiago.
Okay. Well, welcome to Richland Center. Have you enjoyed your time so far?
Yeah. So far, it's been nice. It's just 2 weeks for us to leave, so yeah, we're trying to enjoy our time here.
So you actually go to the classes at Richland Center High School?
Yes.
And
yes.
You've kind of blended in there. Are there some favorite subjects?
They are different from the ones we have in Argentina, so that's nice. Probably my favorite one so far is one that I had that's name is PowerTech, where they make me work with engines, with cars, and that's amazing.
Ah, awesome. Yeah. Is that something you're interested in then?
I never been, I mean, I like cars and like races like that, but I never been like able to work with that, with cars, with engines. And now that I could, I mean, it's been great.
What subject do you not like at school?
Maybe English or history. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You're all pretty good in your English, though. Is that part of the reason for the trip?
Yourself? I mean, yes, yeah. One of the parties like to learn, you know. So yeah.
What about foods? Have you discovered a favorite food here now?
I mean, maybe the hamburger.
Hamburger. Because,
yeah, it's pretty normal here, and practically we did like I don't know the. 3 days of a week we eat hamburgers, so yeah.
So, is there a food that you miss from back home?
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. The meat from Argentina.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there an opportunity for you to cook for your host family?
We already did it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we cook, and yeah, I think it was great. I don't know. I mean, they said they like it, but who knows if they didn't.
Oh, I bet they did. So what about back home? Are there some activities you're in, some sports that you're in at school?
Well, in Argentina, it's pretty common, the soccer. So, I mean, that's what we are also used to watch, to play. I like the sports in general. So, for example, here, the basket, that is pretty common. We've been, like, going to all the matches from the school, and we've been enjoying it. But, yeah, we also miss the soccer.
Uh-huh. Are there similarities between your school and the school here at Richland Center?
Not that much, but it's actually everything pretty different.
So when you go back to Argentina, you're going to be starting the next semester. Is it your summer semester?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we'll be starting school again, because now in Argentina it's summer.
And it's your senior year, is that correct?
Yeah, last year.
Okay. Then how does it go? Do you go to a college after that, or
yes.
Or work?
No, to college.
To go to college, okay. Yeah. What would your occupation be, if you like your dream occupation?
Yeah, I actually don't know what I want to become, but so far I like most of the economy, like the stuff, so I would say that we'll study something related to that. So, yeah.
Very good. Good to have you in Richland Center.
Thank you.
And you, sir, what is your name?
Joaquin.
Okay, well, nice to see you. Welcome to Richland Center.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Have you had fun so far?
Oh, yes. We are having fun a lot. We don't want to leave.
Oh, really? Okay. You'll be going on to bigger cities, though. Do you like the small town atmosphere?
Yes. I mean, I like it like an experience, not to leave, because it's too difficult to live here with the cold and the snow, but I like it, yeah.
You haven't had to experience much snow yet, have you? Not yet, anyway. Maybe you'll have a snowstorm before you leave. I don't know.
Yes, but I hope.
Did you have to stock up on clothes, sweaters and coats and everything?
Yes, I have to go that.
That's awesome. Looking at the subjects, is there a subject at Richland Center High School that you've really enjoyed here so far?
Yes, maybe voltage like the more manual subjects, because like the math or biology, like we have it, that subjects in Argentina. So I like more like the manual subjects, like voltage or power tech, like that subjects are really nice.
Have you been to a basketball game?
Yes. We are going to all of that. So, yeah, that's so fun.
Very enjoyable.
Yeah, it's like a film.
What about wrestling? Have you been to a wrestling match?
No, maybe I want, but I don't know too much about that sport, but I want to be in one of that.
And you're going to be touring the country. What are some things you're looking forward to seeing in maybe New York or Washington?
Yes, maybe New York or Disney. Mm-hmm. Disney, I want to be there again, yes.
Yeah, it'll be fun. What about an occupation? Have you thought about what you'd like to do when your schooling days are done?
Yes, I know. I want to be an aeronautical engineer. That because I like all the like the planes or helicopters. Like I like all the things that have to be with the engineer. So I want to be that.
Good luck. What is the size of your town? Is it similar to Richland Center? Do you come from a big town?
No, we are from like a big city, like the capital. So we are not used to like to be in the small town. So it's like we are surprised of that. Mm-hmm. It's so small. So, but we like it. I mean, it's fun. People are too funny and fun.
Great deal. Well, good to have you in the studio here today. Thanks. Thanks for joining us. We'll slide that microphone over there to our next guest here on the morning show. Again, we're talking to the Argentina students from Richland Center High School. And your name is?
Juan Ignacio.
Nice to meet you. Yeah. Well, good to have you in the studio here today. What have you enjoyed the most about your visit to Richland Center so far?
I think that the most that I enjoy are the places, you know, the trees, the like all the forest theme, like have the villas, and I like a lot the like the chill ambient that I have here. You know, like you go out at 10 p.m. and there's no sound. You know, it's like too good to sleep and all that things.
Yeah, that's quite a difference, because I'm guessing you have a lot of light. If you come from a big city, you have the light pollution, don't you?
Yeah, a lot of light, a lot of sound, you know, that are sometimes it bothers you. But here you can be so chill. The only bad thing is the cold, but you know that can, if you have good dress, you can go with it.
There's quite a difference in temperature between Argentina and Richland Center right now, right?
Yeah, a lot. Because in Argentina now we are in summer. We're in the south of the planet, you know.
Yep.
So we're different in weather. But yeah, now we're in summer. We're in the long holidays that I think here is in July, and that.
Have you had a chance? I'm guessing you were in Las Vegas. You got to see some of the sights there. And if you could meet a star, like a singing star or a movie star or a sports star from America, who would it be?
Like in movies, I would like to meet Al Pacino or Robert De Niro, some of them. And in music, I would like to meet a rapper of New York that's called MF Doom, but he died in 2020, so
okay.
I'm late.
A little late on that one.
Yeah, but...
That's great. Good answer. Yeah. What would you like to do for an occupation when your schooling days are done?
I don't know. I think that this year I'm gonna start searching about college, all studies of that. But I think that next year I'll start college, but I have to search, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about, would you ever come back, a trip back to the U.S. sometime down the line?
Yeah, of course. I like a lot San Francisco and Las Vegas too. And once when I'm older, I want to come back here to Wisconsin because I like it a lot.
Awesome. Well, we'd love to have you. Come back and see us. Thanks for joining us today. Let's move over to the other side of the room. And you are?
Amber.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Awesome. Were you looking forward to this trip to the USA for quite some time?
Yes. Like, since we are children, I think we know about this trip. And I always wanted to come. And it's, like, awesome being here.
So you were aware of the older students going when you were younger.
Yes, and we used to, like, hear what they said about this, and they all have good experiences, so we wanted to leave ours.
And you have a host family right here in Richland Center?
Yes, I live with Connie and Tom.
Okay.
And they are so kind to me, and I used to have, like, a host sister that she was an exchange student to. Her name was Isana. And she was from Hungary, so it's like a lot of, it's a cultural change that I have, and I really like it.
That's awesome. Can you communicate with her?
Yes. Uh-huh. We have Instagram, and we really had a good time here. I'll miss her.
Sure. What about back home? Are you communicating back home with the family?
Yes, but we're trying to not do that much of communicating with them so that we become more independent and we live like the alone experience of being far from home.
What about a subject at Richland Center High School? Have you enjoyed anyone in particular?
Yes. Now we have a nutrition class that it's so interesting because we have theory and there we talk about like protein, carbs, like we I'm really into it. And then we have like in the same class, we go to the gym and we have to like train. And it's interesting. And doing it on the first hour, it's it's hard, but it's fun.
It wakes you up.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
Bottles for people to try it for themselves.
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text LION to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's LION to 42424.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 6:30. Time now for a news update sponsored by Computer Connections, Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities, and by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. Also by BL Signs, your full-service sign agency. Well, a fog is certainly a part of southwestern Wisconsin, and a dense fog advisory for Grant and Iowa counties today until 9 o'clock. It's a patchy situation this morning, a high expected to be about 43 degrees later on after a record-breaking day yesterday.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with news. Richland Center Fire Department Chief Scott Gauld reports that the fire department has had three grass fires in the last couple of days and would like to advise the public that with the lack of snow cover this year, we are seeing conditions like we normally see in late March or early April. With no snow, please check daily the DNR website for burning rules and conditions and always make sure you have your permits. There have been several large fires in southern Wisconsin in the last few days, and Chief Gauld would like to encourage the public to follow the DNR guidelines, and if burning is allowed, to do it after 6 p.m. Also, always call the Richland County Sheriff's Department at 608-647-2106 and advise them of the controlled burn you start, any controlled burns, so the fire department is not called to your location if they are not needed. There were several wildfires around southern Wisconsin on Wednesday. Agencies in Columbia, Dane, and Dodge counties fought the fires. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office posted a warning that dry conditions and high winds caused the fires and urged residents to stop all burning in those areas. Through the Department of Natural Resources, they have all of southern Wisconsin in the moderate zone for fire danger. Emergency management in Dodge County issued a high fire danger alert earlier this week. The Lafarge Police Department reports a successful cleanup and nuisance abatement operation in the village of Lafarge yesterday. The property, located at 121 South State Street, has been the source of numerous complaints since approximately 2013, including concerns related to violations of long-standing village ordinances. After several attempts to resolve this matter had failed, the legal process to abate this property was initiated with the assistance of the village attorney. A court order was sought and subsequently granted. The order commanded the removal of trash, refuse, debris, also used or secondhand material, and other items stored outdoors on the property. Prior to the abatement, numerous attempts to resolve the issues with the property owner were attempted, but to no avail. The property was deemed a chronic nuisance pursuant to Village Ordinance 11-7. During the operation yesterday, the property owner, Jacob Thomas Sell, age 51, arrived at the property and was subsequently arrested for resisting or obstructing an officer, threats to injure or accuse of crime, and bail jumping. Sell is being held pending a bail hearing. Formal charges will be sought through the Vernon County District Attorney, Angela Palmer Fisher. Also in the news today, a conservative state Supreme Court justice has recused himself from hearing a challenge to Act 10.
Justice Brian Hagedorn announced Thursday he will not be hearing arguments or issuing opinions on the upcoming challenge to the law that prevents most public unions from collective bargaining. In his order, Hagedorn says he should not be part of the discussion due to his involvement with the law. Hagedorn was part of the team that crafted the law for then-Governor Scott Walker in 2011 and then defended the law in court. Republican leaders in the legislature also want liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz to recuse herself on the grounds she said the law is unconstitutional during her election campaign last year. If Protasiewicz steps away, that would mean a 3-2 liberal majority would hear the case. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Labor and delivery services at Theta Care Medical Center Waupaca will close February 15th, a little over 2 weeks away. Theta Care cited a number of factors when announcing the closure late last year, including declining deliveries, mothers choosing to deliver at larger centers, and the shortage of physicians and nurses in rural areas. An online petition seeking a reversal of the decision has received more than 3,500 signatures. FetaCare said physicians will coordinate with families to deliver elsewhere, including FetaCare hospitals in Appleton, Berlin, Neenah, and Shawnee. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler picks up another endorsement to lead the Democratic National Committee. Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi has joined the growing list of Democrats to back Wickler to serve as DNC chair. Former Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has endorsed Wickler, as have several Democratic governors. Pelosi says Wickler is the best candidate suited to lead a stronger DNC and many Democratic victories. Wickler's challenges include former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, along with Minnesota State Party Chair Ken Martin, Senator Bernie Sanders' former campaign manager Fayez Shakir. The DNC election will take place on Saturday. Nationwide report cards released on Wednesday found Wisconsin students above the national average for test scores, but also showed a large gap between white and black students. Fourth and eighth graders across the state scored a couple of points above average in math and reading, with eighth grade math scores being the third highest in the country. However, black fourth graders scored 47 points lower in math and 45 points in reading and 50 points lower in math and 39 points lower in reading for eighth graders, the largest gap in the country. And the third annual World Euchre Championship is returning to New Glarus. The annual championship is the largest fundraiser for New Glarus Cares, a community nonprofit that supports local projects. The 2025 World Euchre Championship looks to be the biggest yet, with an expanded doubles format and a singles tournament where players are pitted against everyone. The championship weekend will also feature open euchre games at a number of New Glarus establishments. The tournament runs May 17th and 18th. When it comes to mobile service, support makes all the difference. YConnect Wireless offers the power of the nation's largest and most reliable network, paired with the friendly local customer care you trust. Stay connected with big coverage and small-town service that's always there for you. Experience the 5G network you deserve, backed by a team that knows your name. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 until 5:30, and Saturdays 9 to 1. YConnect Wireless. Big service, local care. The forecast for today includes some fog this morning, otherwise decreasingly cloudy, not quite as warm as yesterday, a high of 43, north to northeast winds at 8 to 16. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, a low of 19, 34 Saturday, a 50% chance of patchy light snow, sleet, and freezing drizzle Saturday night. Tomorrow's high 28, Saturday 47, with patchy drizzle possible. Yesterday we broke an old record by 7 degrees, 58 was our high yesterday. The record high today will not be in jeopardy. That's 59 back in 1989. After a low of 24 this morning, our temperature has been on a steady rise. Right now it is 35 degrees.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time. Often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at scheduled contests last night in sports and a look at this weekend as well coming up on the state scene. Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
The Platteville boys basketball team won against Richland Center for the second time this season Thursday night at the RCHS Fieldhouse. The Hillmen hit 13 three-point baskets and improved to 6-0 in the league, 12-4 overall, with an 84-48 win. The Hornets dipped to 8-9 overall, 2-4 in the conference. Two first-half scoring runs of 11-0 and later 17-0 catapulted the Hillmen to a 43-20 halftime lead, and they rolled on to victory. Richland Center entertains Westby for its next action on Tuesday. Platteville hosts Monona Grove tomorrow. The Hillmen won the JV one game 63-36 last night. Lancaster over River Valley 72-54. Dodgeville 78. Prairie du Chien 65. Potosi beat Highland 65-56. Also last night, Reedsburg over Sauk Prairie 67-63. Girls basketball, Ithaca was a victor against North Crawford 58-42. Also last night in the RNV, Wazika Steuben 58-51 over DeSoto. Also a victory last night for Hillsboro over Wonewoc Center 53-37. Cuba City 89, Riverdale 39, Mineral Point 71, Boscobel 22, Fenimore 57-50 over Southwestern as well in area girls basketball. On the wrestling schedule last night, it was the Ridge and Rivers Conference wrestling duels, and DeSoto reigns supreme, winning all five matches, including the first one against Ithaca Weston, 48-30. Ithaca Weston defeated Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative 57-18, 48-28 over North Crawford Seneca, 52-12 over Pecatonica Argyle, and 48-12 over the team from River Ridge. So Ithaca Weston going 4-1. On the day or evening, DeSoto went 5-0 to take this year's Ridge and Rivers Conference duels. The conference meets, a Scenic Ridge and Rivers update on that coming up on Saturday of next weekend, February 8th. It will be hosted this year by Royal High School. There's wrestling action tonight at Richland Center High School. The Hornets play host to River Valley for a duel. A lot of special things going on, senior night, and they'll honor the Hornets for parents' night. It's also girls wrestling and JV tonight. It gets underway at 7 o'clock at Richland Center High School. Girls basketball, Richland Center is on the road at Lancaster, Dodgeville at Platteville, Prairie du Chien at River Valley. And in boys basketball, Darlington at Mineral Point, Southwestern at Riverdale, Cuba City at Fenimore, and Boscobel at Iowa Grant. In the Ridge and Valley, DeSoto at Wazika Steuben, Seneca at North Crawford, Kickapoo at LaFarge, and Weston at Ithaca. We'll have that game tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, beginning with the pregame around 7:15. Standouts Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard will represent the Milwaukee Bucks again this year in the NBA All-Star Game. Lillard will be a reserve. He's been with Milwaukee for two seasons and has made it to the midseason event twice. The veteran guard has averaged 25 points, 7 assists, and almost 5 rebounds a game. He's shooting 45% from the floor, 38% on three-pointers, and connecting on more than 92% of his free throws. Also, the Marquette men men's basketball team gets back to action this weekend. In fact, they will be playing on Saturday against UConn. The Badgers return to action in the Big Ten. They will play at Northwestern coming up on Saturday as well. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur has made a pair of important additions to his coaching staff. DeMarcus Covington will lead the defensive line, and Sean Mannion will be promoted to quarterback's coach. Covington was the defensive coordinator for the New England Patriots last season. Mannion has served in Green Bay as an offensive assistant coach, and LaFleur says he has already developed a strong relationship with quarterbacks Jordan Love and Malik Willis as well. That's an update on sports for a Friday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch.
And what about, we talked about, you were able to cook for the host families?
I think tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah, right. I will be doing empanadas. That is an Argentinian food. It's like dog, but I don't know, like
with meat.
With meat, like inside. And we cooked milanesas. That's like maybe or meat or chicken with breadcrumbs. And yeah. They liked it.
I bet that's good.
Yes. Yeah. You should try it.
Yeah, I was going to say, too bad you didn't bring some for the poor old host.
Yes, we should.
What would you like to do for an occupation?
I like all the fashion stuff and all that. It's like that. So maybe a fashion stylist or fashion designer. I don't know. But something that has to do with that.
Uh-huh. Is there one American stylist or anybody that you'd like to model yourself after?
Well, maybe, I don't know, Donatella Versace or all that famous people. But yeah, I don't know. I'm still like looking for occupations, but something that has to do with fashion.
Great. So, what would you like to take from this trip back home and, better your English, or what are some things you're looking at?
Yeah, the improving our English is really helping because we, like back in Argentina, we don't talk that much English, or you don't have a conversation all like in English. So it's like when we came here, it was the first time we were actually speaking for more than 2 minutes. So it was like crazy, and I really like it. I don't know, I think it's like really important knowing another language, and it was crazy that we can communicate with you and like American people, but with my host sister, like a hungry girl, and I was communicating with her. We have a German friend, so communicating with people that you did, like I've never thought about having a friend from German or from Hungary, so that's crazy. And yeah, like the cultural change, that's the most important thing.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting how small of a world it is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, awesome. Kind of drives that home. Thanks for being our guest here today. Yeah, let's slide the microphone over there. And you are?
Bautista.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you, you too.
Yeah, welcome to the WRCO studios. Have you ever been on a radio station before?
No, never before.
This is it. Do you have radio in Argentina?
What?
Do you have a radio station in Argentina?
Yeah, there are lots, but I have never been into one or never like thought about being in one.
Do they play American artists for the music?
Yeah, they play, but it's not common. They pass like more Argentinian music or maybe Puerto Rican or things like from the Caribbean part of the world.
Who's the biggest star there, like from Argentina as far as a music
Probably
person?
Duki. Or if it's a girl, Emilia Mernes. Okay. They are couples, so they are always like taking music from them, and they are like the most famous one.
They're the it couple in Argentina. I see. Awesome. So what about Richland Center? What were your expectations coming to a small town? Did you know what to expect?
I was trying to not expect like big things because I was trying to live the experience when I was here, like with no bigger expectations, because I have never been living in a small town. I lived my entire life in in a big city, and I didn't know what to expect to. So I was knowing that it was going to be a different life, and I was trying to live my experience here and not trying to have any expectations before.
What about subjects at school? Have you kind of melded in some classes that you really like?
I have like a graphic design one that it's like in relation to laser cuts and things like do manual things. I really like it. I have like three classes only, but I'm really into it now because I want to be like an architecture in the future. So it like has a lot of it. So you have to work with the computer too before like to do the sketches and all the things. And that's like why I liked it. And it's not common in Argentina, at least in our school, to have like that type of classes.
How many years of post high school will you have then for your occupation? Idea?
There will be probably 8 in architecture.
Wow.
I have my family, they are engineers, and they told me it's a little bit shorter than engineer, and it took like 10 years to them to become an engineer. So I expect to 8 years, probably 10, because you never like do it at one run, but I expect 8-10 years probably.
You must like school then.
I don't know, so not so much, but when it's like things and I'm into it, it's different. I really like them.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you're looking forward to seeing some of the architecture in New York, obviously.
Yes, I was. I really like New York. That's probably my favorite city in the world. So I never met it, so I want to know them. And I would like to meet everything from United States, because I know there are lots of bigger architectures here, and I want to know them all.
One of the cool things about being in New York is you can be somewhere and you're hearing like all these different conversations in different languages going on all around you.
There's like a lot of foreign people.
Right.
So there's like, it's crazy that.
Yeah.
Really, really crazy.
Really good. Well, nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. And you, young lady, your name?
Francesca.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, welcome to the area. What about a favorite food? Have you found a favorite food so far?
Here in the United States?
Yes.
I think it's like the fast food Raising Cane's.
The Raising Cane's?
It's like...
Really?
Fried chicken.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Raising Cane's.
Oh, Raising Cane's. Yeah,
yes.
Okay. I've never been, so...
So good.
Huh. I heard from the other group, they like Culver's, too.
Oh, here in Wisconsin, Culver's, yes. Of course. Of course.
Had you ever had fried cheese curds
before? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The best. Okay. Are the best. I love them so much. I think all of the group loves cheese curds.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They're addictive, that's for sure. Sure. At Richland Center High School, you've had some fun times. What subjects have you enjoyed the most?
I think I have enjoyed nutrition because of the gym. Only the bad thing is like it's the first hour and you have to, I don't know, to work out and it's hard. But then I like, I have some similar of baking. But I didn't start baking, but I think I will in these days, and it's fun, yes.
So this journey comes through your school and your church as well, and you had a big group that came here.
Yes, we had 80.
80 all total.
Because we are all separate in different states, in like 10 states in all United States, of course.
I see.
Yes.
That's interesting. Did your parents worry about you coming here or not?
I don't think so, because I'm the youngest of three sisters, and... My middle sister came to the United States like 2 years ago, and she went here to Wisconsin, but in another school in Western. And yeah, they don't worry so much.
Sure.
Yes.
And there's strength in numbers. You're here with the group as well. And
yes, of course.
Things like that. What are you looking forward to seeing in the next phase of your trip? New York, Washington, Miami, or any of those?
Just have fun and spend the last days of our summer here, and I don't know. Just see new places, enjoy in general.
I asked someone else this, but if you could meet American star, do you have any idea who that might be?
American? I don't know, like the actress, I think I like Zendaya.
Okay.
I like Tom Holland, but he's British, I know.
Oh, sure.
I don't know, one more.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know.
In an occupation, what would you like to get into?
I think I'm going to be a graphic designer.
Ah.
I like that because I like drawing. I like to create like logos and designs. I like so much that.
Yeah, you have a bright future in that, yes. I think. That's a big area.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming by the studios. And Santiago, we'll bring you on there again there. Your students have done exceptionally well here today, my friend.
Yes, actually, we are really happy with this experience. Our school have more or less 3,000 students from all ages, since the kindergarten to the college, because we have four levels there, and most of them can do this experience. So we are really happy and really proud for them, because we think it's part of the future, it's part of their life. So we are really happy with this experience.
I'll tell you what amazes me is because they talked about not having the opportunity to use their English that much, and you said that about yourself as well. I'm surprised how fluent you are.
Yes, I think it's part of our life to make new friends, to make new conversations, and I try to do my best because I try to communicate as best as I can. So, yes, I think that's one of the best parts of our life, meet new people, new cultures. Yes, I think that's part of our life.
Thanks for joining us on the morning show. Thanks to our students from Argentina and their mentor as well on WRCO. Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement in Dodgeville is our guest. How are things over on the Hill today, Tom?
Well, it's an interesting world. It's warmer than we've been expecting, and of course we're going to have some pretty cold weather next week. But the truth of the matter is we've been busy, and the nice thing is we've got a lot of sales going on. So between now and the first of March or such, we're going to have a program basically based on several things. We have 10% off on all of our handheld Husqvarna tools, and some of the items are 20% off because we have an overstock of them. And then on the 395 saws, which are very popular units, they're basically commercial units, they're 15% off right now. So that's really a great program. And because we are getting out of steel, we no longer will be servicing or selling steel. We have parts for sale, and they're 10% off. And a lot of people are taking advantage of getting bars and chains and oil and stuff like that. With a discount of 10%, it's something you don't see elsewhere. So keep all this in mind. Mueller Implement's doing it for two reasons. One, to be very competitive. Is the other, of course, we buy at a huge quantity, and we're able to pass this on. Phil, the lawnmowing business is only 2.5 months away.
Yeah.
I know that sounds hard to believe, but the truth of the matter is anywhere from the end of March to middle of April, grass starts growing and people start cutting. And it's always been that way ever since we've been in business. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, you know, I could cut my grass right now in Sextonville. I could mow if I wanted to.
You could, Phil. You probably won't be mowing much, but that'd be good, especially before it snows.
Right, sure.
Yeah. Well, here's the key. We offer a 5% off on all homeowner units for a cash or check discount. So that's very important to know. We also have discounts on our commercial units. They're not supposed to come out to April, but we have them on our units right now. So if you want to buy a commercial unit and get the advantages of the commercial discounts, they're available. We've made it very easy for our customers. Key here is we don't know what the weather's going to be like, and because we have a huge, large facility here, a lot of people are buying the mowers and leaving them here, picking them up later on in the spring when better weather comes along, and of course you don't have to store it. So knowing that, we have a slew of them in the back that are customer machines already pre-sold and ready to roll, and we can do that same thing for everybody else. Understand, we try to make business easy here at Dodgeville, Wisconsin. And the key to that, of course, is you need to get here, first of all. So we're here at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, beside us, their lights are on, so they're open. So you can always stop over there as well. Our winter hours right now are 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And if you go to www.MuellerRental.com, you'll get a chance to see what we have out there. Or go to Craigslist on the left-hand side, punch in Mueller. You'll see all of our ewes and all the specials we have currently. The key here is we handle Aaron's Gravely, Husqvarna, Wacker Nissan, and, of course, Landmaster. which is a UTV line out of Indiana. We are specialized basically in the lawn and garden business. We're also a very large rental store, so we have a slew of items here that we can rent to you. What we want you to think about is the future. It's coming. It's coming quick. We want you to be ready for the spring. And we're all of a sudden seeing people come in with their machines to be serviced. It's not a bad idea, because 2.5 months go by really quick, and then when you want to mow the lawn, you forgot, oh, my goodness, I need to service that machine. So it's a great time to bring them in for service. You can literally bring them in for service and leave them here till you want to pick them up on a warmer day. So we're trying to make it as easy as we can for everybody so that they don't have to be traveling in bad weather and fighting the issues that are out there. Phil, I don't know when the bad weather's coming. I don't know when it's going to end. All I know is that February is supposed to be cold, and I think that's what we're all going to have to look forward to. Key is spring is 2.5 months away, and there's no reason not to get excited.
What's the old groundhog in Dodgeville going to say for Groundhog's Day, do you know?
Well, you know, he's got to come out of the hole first, and I don't speak his language, but somebody like you, especially with your name, should be able to come down and announce.
Yep. Punxsutawney Phil is my cousin, so there you go. Have a good one, Tom. We appreciate it. The whole world says he will.
Kenny Rogers, He Will, She Knows, on WRCO-FM, Richland Center, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, Jones Chevrolet Buick, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 34 degrees at 7 o'clock.
It's that time of year again, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. And we're celebrating like never before. Will we see 6 more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter, because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and programmed vehicles to choose from, all marked down for our Groundhog Day shadow sale as low as $99.87. Over